The enemy called time. Once we were young, but now, not so much more. Once we thought we had all our lives in front of us, and as we age, we realize, actually, the best days are now. And there will come a time, pretty quickly, where the best days will be behind us. And so, all of the time we spend waiting in anticipation without taking action could now be turned on its head. The enemy called time, or is it a friend? Depending on how you look at life, friends remind us of how much value there is in this life to be created or to be cherished. But nobody reminds us much more about how we've used our time, like time itself. Looking back at every phase of life, looking back at the things that we thought mattered in the moment and things that in the process of time do not even matter at all. Like I remember in junior secondary school, wanting so much to be a senior so that I could wear the senior's uniform and get an extra stripe and wear trousers and be like the big guys, the cool guys. I remember thinking about senior school prom and hiring a vehicle and looking cool and dapper with my mates as we stood out there and waited in line to get the cool chick. The lady who would say, who would be dazzled by the fact that we were able to hire a vehicle to go to this make-believe prom that's going to be happening in the popping district in town. A prom which we never made it to anyway. But spend all our hours daydreaming about stuff that could have been, that just never did happen. And nobody lost sleep over it. It didn't even matter in the end whether or not you attended prom at that stage, because there was so much more of life and living to live. In fact, what kills it is some of our best mates, some of our mates didn't even make it past that stage. We lost friends, schoolmates, you know, before we even graduated. We lost some of them right after graduation. We lost some of them after uni. We lost some of them at various stages along the way. And you just have to ponder at this enemy called time. Now, I've called it an enemy because for the most part of our lives, we live life totally unaware of time's activities ticking away. Now, time could be a friend, but it could also be a foe. It could be a friend if you're aware of what it's doing, aware of how precious it is, aware of how finite it is, aware of the fact that you're not in control. Nobody is in control of time. The only one who's in control of time is God Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, creator of the universe, and the one to whom everyone is accountable. In fact, it's his time that we're using, his time we're leveraging. But most of the time, we don't see it that way. We think it's our time. It's my time to shine. I will shine my shine. It's my time to rise. I'll do that in my own time. I'll get to that when I get to it. I'll get to that tomorrow. I'll do that next time. I'll do better next time. But in truth, today is the yesterday we dreamed about. That didn't come out right. Today is the tomorrow we dreamed about yesterday. What's worse is if we do nothing, tomorrow's outcomes will not be different than today. And yet, we'll be infringing on our limited time allotment on this side of eternity. So where am I going with all of this? If you're unaware of time and the value of time and the measure of time, or time as a measure of life, just look at young children around you. when children are born, they're so feeble, so little. You can fit them within 2 palms of your hands, clasped together. Within a couple of months of feeding, they emerge into this little nymph-like adults, little childlike wonders, inspirational beings who just fill every room, every in your house with joy and laughter. But before you blink, they're 5, they're 7, they're 9, they're 11, and you're thinking, wow, is this how much time has passed? You still look the same. You're still worried about the things you've worried about, how to provide for them. But they remind you of how much time is being consumed. But the tricky thing about time is it's consumed not in big chunks, but in the milliseconds, in the seconds, in the minutes, in the moments that trickle away. And one way or another, we are oblivious to its movement until we wake up and we're 60. We wake up and we're 70, and we wonder, where did life go? Time is a friend if you know how to invest it in research, in researching knowledge, in following after passions that add to you, in building your mind, in building connections, in building structures around you that will help you become better. Time is a friend if you can make marginal progress with it. Every day, I gain a few minutes. I gain a few minutes. I gain a few seconds. I claw back time by doing this more efficiently. I claw back time by investing time in the building of my mind. I claw back time by journaling the ideas that I have so that when I need to work on them, I don't have to start from scratch to reimagine them. I've already thought them through, or I've thought about them, and now I can process them easily. Time is a friend if you really know how to work it. Time is not a friend if all you know how to do is spend it. There's a wise adage that says, with some friends, you invest time. With other friends, you spend it. With some friends, you invest time. But with others, you spend it. With those friends, the time you spend with them is time you never get back, because you haven't gained anything. If more, you've given some of yourself. You've given out knowledge without anything to replace it. You've learned nothing new. They don't add to you. In some ways, they take from you without adding anything to you. And I'm not saying cut off everyone in your life. You need people in your life. Those who take to you, from you, add to you, divide you, you know, whatever way you want to slice it. But with some people, you invest time because the value you get out of spending time with them amplifies the amount of time you've spent. You spend a few minutes with them, but you get nuggets that turn your life on its head. You get direction. You get inspired words. You get comfort. You find solace. You find friendship. You find support. You find mentorship. You find stability. You find clarity. And such friends are valuable beyond words, beyond money. And it's important, if we have our lives, if we have these people around us, to surround ourselves with them. Because life is a measure of time, and time is a measure of life. And these people around us make it much easier to navigate this maze, this giant maze called life and time. So the enemy called time is this person, this being, this device taken away, counted down to the inevitable time when we go home. Man is born, man lives, and man will die. Man will go home. But the most important thing really is what we do with the time that we're allotted. The truth is, it's never too late to start to pay attention to time and its effects. Everything that's beautiful now will one day be looked at and considered trash, one day or another. It's only a matter of time. Something newer, something more revolutionary, something more beautiful, more sleek, more chic, more classy will be developed. Few items, if ever, you know, retain their value. Few items. And they're looked at as vintage. But even vintage items are just a niche thing. They're not an everybody's thing. I'm not saying they're not valuable. I'm just saying that only few ever recognize the intrinsic value in them. So, basically, all I'm saying is, how are you living life today? Are you living with a consciousness about time and the timing of things? Are you living with knowledge of the reality of what time's doing? Or are you just going with the flow, hoping that one day you'll wake up and there'll be a mansion by the lake, a beautiful bride by your side, and all friends and foes shouting your name in shining lights? My friend, pay attention to time. Friend or foe, it all depends on you. This has been the Worship Cafe audio podcast. I'll speak to you next week. Bye-bye, and God bless.